Now, Zach, you had a special treat for some big backers.
Yep. Well, in the Kickstarter project, like I explained, there's all the different rewards. And one reward we offered for $300 was to become a character in the game.
Yes.
So, I mean, we were like, I wonder if anyone's going to take this. It's kind of expensive, and that's a lot of money just to be a character.
Yeah.
But then Eli's grandmother decided to do it. My grandfather decided to do it. And then, randomly, this man from California, a total stranger, also decided to do it.
Yeah.
So I asked each of them for some photos. Actually, we went in person to Eli's grandmother's house, and she kind of posed with a sandwich and all the different, you know, emotional poses that are required for a character. Yeah. I took some photos and worked from those. And the man in California just sent us a photo of him in a NASA suit for some reason. And so I created some character versions of them based on the photos. And they're all characters in the game now. There's 12 unique characters, so 9 me and Eli just thought of, and then 3 are those real people. So that was really, for me, one of the best parts of the Kickstarter process is that input from the backers and how they get involved in it. So I thought that was really cool.
Yes, and you mentioned to me earlier that your grandmother actually helped out with the menu, right?
Yeah, Eli's grandmother. Sorry.
Eli's good.
She chose an even more expensive reward, which you get to become a character in the game, and you choose what the 12th ingredient will be. So we had chose 11 ingredients, 3 types of bread, 3 types of cheese, 3 types of toppings, and 2 meats. Mm-hmm. And she was supposed to choose the 12th, which we were suggesting another meat, so there's 3 types of meat.
Right.
And she chose the potato chips would be the 3rd meat. So you can get a potato chip sandwich, which we had never heard of before, but she said, oh yeah, I love potato chip sandwiches. And that was cool because we never would have thought of it, but it gives the game a unique twist and just makes it something kind of special. So now that's the final ingredient you unlock. When you complete the game, you get all 3 stars, then you get potato chips.
Okay. All right. Well, I got to put you on the spot
here. Okay.
Give me a sandwich that you like with some of the ingredients.
From the game?
Yes.
I like ham. And I like ham and cheese sandwiches, so some wheat bread, ham, and cheese. And for the topping, I don't really like tomatoes. Okay. I kind of like pickles. Another topping is lettuce. Lettuce. Ham, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and wheat bread.
Excellent.
That would be my favorite.
Excellent, excellent. Me, I'm going to have to... I actually am going to wait until I try the game out.
Okay.
And I'll decide from there.
Do you want me to tell you what the ingredients are?
Please.
Okay, wheat bread, white bread, okay. Or rye bread. I don't like rye bread, so I wouldn't choose that personally.
Sure.
Okay, then ham, salami, or potato chips. I never liked salami, but I recently realized it's actually pretty good. I don't know if you like it.
I do like salami. Okay. I like ham. I'm interested, you know, because I'm trying to kind of cut down. The holidays were very kind to me, or rather, okay. I was very kind to a lot of holiday dinner tables. Okay.
But you might want to avoid potato chips in your sandwich.
Shoot.
I mean... You mean you're trying to, like, go on a diet?
Yeah.
Yeah, potato chips are probably not good. I mean, I guess they're greasy.
That's true.
And maybe no white bread. So for your healthy sandwich, wheat bread, mozzarella is the other cheese besides Swiss and cheddar. Maybe,
okay.
I don't know which one's the healthiest out of those, actually. Okay. Mozzarella, Swiss, or cheddar.
I like some mozzarella.
Me too.
Mozzarella, yes.
And then for the toppings, like I said, pickles, tomatoes, or lettuce, those are all healthy.
Okay.
So. But you can only have one.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe wheat, mozzarella, and tomato. Can you get it toasted?
You cannot get it toasted. We originally wanted to, but we were like, that just makes the game too complex.
Okay, fair enough. I feel like that's good.
Cool.
Wheat, mozzarella, tomato.
What meat?
Oh, what meat? Okay.
Salami or ham? I don't know which is healthier.
That's a good question. Maybe... I would probably, to start off, I'd probably just go without, you know, see if I can do veg,
okay,
you know, and then just kind of play it up from there.
Okay.
I'm more leaning towards the salami, you know.
Cool.
You know, all due respect to our vegetarian and vegan friends out there. Beast from the East, we love you.
Yes. All right. You need a potato chip sandwich.
Yes.